This weekend, an Episcopal church in North Philadelphia will celebrate the 40th anniversary of the first women to become priests in that denomination. From WHYY's Arts and Culture desk, Peter Crimmins relates the story of an illegal ceremony that would alter the course of the Episcopal church.
In 1974, when the women, who would soon be known as the Philadelphia 11, came to the Church of the Advocate to be ordained as Episcopal ministers, it was an act of disobedience. The Reverend Storm Swain, director of Anglican Studies at the Lutheran Theological Seminary in Philadelphia, said the constitution of the Episcopal Church at the time did not allow women to be priests.
There were those that opposed the ordination of women for theological reasons across the board. Jesus was a man, and so priests had to be male. The disciples and apostles were men. The line of sense of apostolic succession and following on from the early church.
This was a time of broad ferment in both the secular and religious spheres. The civil rights movement, women's liberation, and in Catholicism, liberation theology, there was a strong wind blowing that suggested large institutions like the law and religion should not be telling people how to believe, but just the opposite. The people should be leading the mind of the institution. One of the Philadelphia 11 is Allison Cheek, and she says the Episcopal Church's customary avenues to change its rules had been exhausted.
The vote went down in the General Convention for the second time in 1973. I was really thrown into a crisis of conscience. I thought, how can I be publicly working for the church with this attitude towards women?
Rather than depart, Cheek decided to dissent. Through a series of meetings, 11 women from around the country, most of whom did not know each other, decided to congregate in Philadelphia to receive the laying of the hands by four bishops who were also dissenting from church law. It was no accident that this took place at the Church of the Advocate in North Philadelphia. Nancy Wittig, another of the Philadelphia 11, said the rector there was Father Paul Washington. He was a prominent civil rights activist.
He was the priest to an area in the city that was not only depressed, but looked like it had been a war zone, and there were many, many people in that area. Basically had been disenfranchised for years for varieties of reasons, but they were poor. That was the main part. And so, yes, it made a big difference that it was not some big suburban church.
It was a hot day on June 29th, 1974, and the church was packed with over 2,000 people, including family, congregants, and media. Allison Cheek remembers they were not all friendly.
There was one protester who was very dramatic and said that these women can offer up nothing but the sight and sound and smell of perversion. Some in the congregation began to boo and hiss at that moment.
In the end, those 11 women completed the rite of ordination. Some sympathetic individuals and even some like-minded dioceses recognized them as valid priests. But the Episcopal Church of the United States and the Global Anglican Communion, to which it belongs, said the ceremony was irregular and therefore invalid.
Yes, it was a tremendous experience. Underneath it all, I felt sad. Because I thought we would be deposed.
It took another 2 years until the Episcopal Church, during its General Assembly, voted to allow women to be ordained as priests. The Reverend Nancy Wittig would go on to be the rector of St. Andrew's in the Field in Northeast Philadelphia. And she says that 40 years on, the church is still feeling the repercussions of that moment of the Church of the Advocate.
When you talk about the church, you talk about more than the institution. You talk about the baptized people. You know, my sense is that the church is still unpacking what some of that meant. Many things have changed. There was a sense that language needed to be addressed. The language was very male, very patriarchal.
This weekend, the 40th anniversary will be celebrated at the Church of the Advocate. Attending will be several of the original Philadelphia 11 and various church leaders, including the denomination's presiding bishop, who, by the way, is a woman, the Most Reverend Catherine Jeffords Shorey. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.